thank you very much.
Yeah. So, you can, I've even put bookmarks, so if it's, you can close it because I can find my spot.
Okay.
So, do we need a walk? I'm going to come walk it out with the preacher and bowing with the candles.
Yeah. And so, yeah.
Do that.
If you don't want to.
No, I can do it.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. It's wonderful to see you all here this morning. Thank you for coming out to celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. We are going to stand as you are willing and able, it's early on Christmas, and sing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God in the highest.
And on earth, peace to all among God's
favored guests. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For God has done marvelous
things. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Thank you.
invisible and immortal God, the coming of your light into our world has brightened weary hearts with peace. Call us out of darkness and empower us to proclaim the birth of your Son, the one who brings hope to the hopeless, Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. You may be seated.
Isaiah proclaims news of great joy. Your God reigns, just as God saved the people from oppression in Egypt, God delivers Israel from exile. All the earth will witness the saving acts of God. A reading from the book of Isaiah. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord of Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Word of God, word of life. This letter opens with the lofty declaration of Jesus' preeminent status as the Son through whom God has created the world and through whom our sins are cleansed. God speaks to us now through the Son, who is exalted even above the angels. The reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as a name he has inherited is as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For which of the angels did ever say, "You are my son, today I've begotten you"? Or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire. But of the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up, and like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise.
May be seated. So again, Merry Christmas. Today we celebrate what has been done for us, what has been given to us. And we celebrate not so much the child born, but the gift of life given in his death and resurrection. In the waters of baptism, we were put to death and raised to new life as children of God, inheritors of this promise of light and life and salvation. Knit together as the body of Christ into a community of love and forgiveness and support and truth, that we cannot do this on our own. We celebrate this Christmas day with the third creation story. Anybody know there were three creation stories here in this Bible? So there's two in Genesis. The first two chapters of Genesis tell different stories. And then we have this very beautiful telling about the Word. And as Lutherans, we talk about a triune God, and we say that God was begin together from the beginning of time, and this is one of the texts that knits that all together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was moving over the deeps, right, in the Old Testament Genesis story. It is the Word that gives us life, and we say we know Jesus to be that Word for us. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood poured out for you. Some of the words he shares with us. You are my beloved child as he raises you up out of the waters of baptism and claims you as his own. Your sins are forgiven. These are the kinds of words that Jesus shares with us that bring life, that sustain, that give meaning to each day, that provide hope in this darkness, because there was not just darkness in this time, a people who had been longing and waiting for a Savior. There's been darkness from the beginning of time, and not necessarily as an evil, but here in the world as a part of creation. And how are we going to live in that? As children of God, we are called to live with hope, with faithfulness, rejoicing in what we have received, this free gift. We are to live for the sake of the other, looking outward, outside of ourselves, for the sake of all creation. It does not diminish or deny our own suffering and pain and need. Rather, it recognizes it. God sees us, each of us, for exactly who we are and what we need. God did not create us to be alone. He created us to be in relationship, in community, where we are known, where we can see the true self of the other, where we can accompany and encourage and be present, where we can be reminded daily that we are not alone, where we can rejoice fully in victories, in delight, in whatever may come our way. It's Friday, you know, things like that. It's not Friday today. You know, I'm a little tired, but I'm not that tired. Emmanuel, God with us, walking this journey with us so that we can put faithfully one foot in front of the other, where we can greet the stranger, where we can live in hope, and we can work towards peace, where we, as Al shared with us today, can have beautiful feet. Did you catch that? Those who bring good news, they have beautiful feet. Bear in mind that this would not have been a person who we would judge their feet to be beautiful. They had not had a pedicure lately. They had been running across the mountains in bare feet, probably, or with sandals, to declare the good news. Emmanuel, God with us, the one we have been longing for, the one we have been waiting for, the one who unites us and makes us whole, the one who gives us purpose and meaning and mission, who sends us out into the world for the sake of the world. Merry Christmas, Emmanuel. Amen.
With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ's coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the earth, and the whole human family. The church in every land makes a joyful noise to herald your coming, O God. We give thanks for poets, musicians, and hymn writers who give voice to our praise, and for all who lead the church's worship. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
This day dawns with a new hope for all living things, and from ocean depths to mountain peaks, the earth rejoices. Inspire in us an urgent zeal to protect the planet and renew its resources. Lord, in your mercy. Bring heavenly peace to this world and an end to armed conflict. Raise up leaders in every nation who will honor human rights and establish equal justice for all people. Give courage to all who speak out against oppression and advocate for the powerless. Lord, in your mercy. Guard the lives of any in danger, especially those who work to protect others. Lead any who are in desperate circumstances to sanctuary, help, and safety. Grant rest to the weary and soothe those who are troubled. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless all who gather to worship on this holy day. Be present at our tables and celebrations and watch over those who travel. Sustain charities, outreach ministries, and food pantries that give generously to people in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For whom or what else do the people of God pray?
You desire fullness of life for everyone. We ask you to bless the marriage of Lisa's daughter, Kate, who weds Eric this week. Your loving kindness embraces everyone in need. Help any for whom this season is lonely or joyless. Comfort those among us or known to us who are experiencing distress of body or mind, missing loved ones, or grieving, especially the Ritchie family, Ben Matters' family, Olga, Pastor Dan's mother, Candy, Eunice, Elena's family, Mike's family, Ruth's family, Todd's family, Richard, Matthew, Kirsten, Kathleen, the Porter family, Finley, Kirsty, Michael Motner's family, the Unseth family, John's friend, Christine, David, Jim, Awatash, Mulugeta, Jean, Jan, Richard, Lee, Barb, Denny, Hildy, Mary, and Carol. Lord, in your mercy.
In Christ we have beheld your glory, full of grace and truth. We give thanks to those in every generation who reflect the light of Christ. May their witness shine forth in our time. God of grace,
hear our prayers.
Pondering the mystery of eternal love made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God.
Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, We may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples to eat, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, blessed it, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant, my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. In this place of grace, all baptized Christians are welcome to the table of grace. If you wish to receive from your pew, you may do so now using your communicable. The bread will be first, followed by the wine. And this morning we will be intincting, that is, if you're coming forward, we'll take your wafer and dip it in the wine or the grape juice. So if you're communing in your pew, this is the body broken for you. This is the blood of Christ poured out for you. Christ is among us. Receive the bread of life. This is the body of Christ given for you.
Thank you.
On this day, O God, you came to us, becoming one with us in Jesus Christ. Send us now with good news for all people, that you are no longer far off, but near to each of us. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We do have some announcements this morning. They tricked you. They said they didn't put them in your bulletin. So if you're visiting, please fill out a Connect or Pray pew card. I will be here again next Sunday, fair warning, if you would like to be absent. Pastor Dan is returning to Seattle January 5th. He would appreciate your continued prayers. I did talk to him the other day, and he is very, very grateful to be with his family, and his mother is failing faster than they had anticipated. So he asked me to greet you all and wish you a Merry Christmas and an appreciation for the love that you are showing him. Next Sunday, one service, 10:30. If you're an 8 o'clock worshiper, 10:30. And then we'll return to the regular worship service. There will be a memorial service here at 2 p.m. on Friday. Did it change? January 6th, Friday, January 6th, yeah, for Ben Matter. If you have yet to pick up your offering envelopes, they are in the narthex. Please pick them up. And there is a need still for some help delivering poinsettias to a few more households. If you can help with that, please let the office know, and we'll just keep praying no more ice storms. Are there any other announcements? Well, yes, Joel. Okay, Friday at noon, Evergreen Washelli for Ben. You're all invited. And I kind of just willed myself upon you, but thank you so much, everyone, for making this a terrific Christmas and being so welcoming and affirming. I really appreciate it. Thank you. All right. If you would like to stand to receive the benediction. May Christ, who by his incarnation has filled us with grace and truth, give you peace this Christmas and always. Unapproachable light, one in three, three in one. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
filled with the joy of Christ's birth, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.